your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Vegas Report. The train, the high-speed train, dreamed about for years in California. Well, it's coming, but not what we thought. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The high-speed train that's going to the state prison is still being built or speculated about. However, there is a high-speed train that you've sent me pictures to enjoy, and I puzzle how long until I can ride it. What is it, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This is the Brightline West, the 218-mile stretch of track going from Rancho Cucamonga, a suburb of L.A., all the way to Vegas. And this is one of those bullet trains that will move at over 220 miles an hour. The trip will take a little over 2 hours, and it'll end up, they believe, now costing $200 round trip. So that'll be a huge magnet for people who are already dealing with the commuter airlines, basically, that go from Orange County and L.A. and Long Beach and those parts of places in Southern California where you're dealing with TSA and long waits and cranky people at the gates and on and on and on. Because if you get on this train and it can take you right to where you need to be in Vegas, and they're talking about a beautiful new station facility they'll build as well. Well, I'm going to predict you're going to see a lot of air traffic cut into, because this train that they're showing us now in the plans, which, you know, I realize it's the plans, but it's gorgeous. It looks like you should probably be paying $10,000 a seat. These facilities or these, you know, appointments are so beautiful. Very modern, neon, all kinds of mirrors inside. It looks like a Vegas train for sure. It even has a party car in it. But people are pretty excited. This is just one more part of Vegas turning into one of the great cities of the world, really.
Yes, it looks like a train that Elvis and Liberace would have designed, doesn't it, Jeff? It has that feel of lights around, lights everywhere.
It's very, very showy. When, you know, when I first saw the plans, the drawings for it, of course I was, you know, thinking, hey, these are just plans. But if they're able to just pull off 20% of this, it's going to be fantastic. And yeah, you're right. It feels like something out of it could be, you know, Liberace and Elvis's love child. It's so flashy and gaudy in a good way, but it's going to be really exceptionally cool looking and fast, especially if it's going at night with its running lights being these neon lights, which is just classic Vegas. It's going to be something else.
Now, Jeff, this is green California. How is it powered?
That's a good question, and it's the answer that people are going to love. It's powered by electricity. Now, I don't know how much, if they draw it all from the track area or it's onboard batteries. It seems that's a lot of fast movement with a big set of cars, seven cars, to try to get there. But I also expect there'll be more advances in battery and power storage and usage. So we'll see what happens. But they feel very confident they can do this.
Now, my memory is you told me to go right up the middle of the roadway. Is that the right of way?
I believe that's the right way for most of the tracks. There will be some places I believe it diverts a little bit where it has to because of natural, you know, the geography, the topography. But I think most of it will head down the middle of the freeway there between L.A. and Vegas.
All right. UFC. Do I say that correctly? UFC is the combatants, and they're talking to the Sphere. What are they talking about?
Dana White, who's very well known, including in political circles, is looking to secure a major bout there or a series of major bouts in the Sphere. This is a building, a facility that holds probably, I guess, 15,000 for something like that. And I've already been there for a concert before. I've seen clips of people going there for movies. It's really spectacular. It's a whole different experience. It's immersive. You're completely surrounded by the most up-to-date type of video screens and sound you can imagine. So I can only imagine putting a octagon or a ring or whatever they're going to use down on the floor in the middle of it. You'll not only be able to see the fight from wherever you are, but having it projected behind them on this giant screen will be something altogether different.
Tropicana is coming down and they're excited. How so?
It's coming down October 9th and it looks like Vegas has already sold out for it. And Vegas, like every other big tourist town in the world, has dynamic pricing for its hotels. So when you have big conferences or big events like Formula One, et cetera, prices go up. Well, they've started to go through the roof. I mean, past $1,000 a night for basic hotel rooms on the Strip because people want to come see this. This is a big deal in Vegas. About once every 10 years, it feels like you get one of these hotels that's taken down and a new facility, an ultra-modern facility is put up. So people are pretty excited to see this. I'm going to be there. I expect there'll be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people watching it all from a safe location.
And the Tropicana is where the baseball stadium goes, yes?
Yes, that's where the Oakland A's, I don't know what their new name is going to be, but that's where they'll be come 2028 season. So the folks are pretty excited. You'll have the train coming in from L.A. around that time. You'll have the new stadium, an MLB team, and who knows what else. But, you know, Vegas is on a roll.
All right, High Roller Bliss 2, Smoke Jumper Bliss. There are four fires we're watching, Park, Line, Airport, and Bridge. How are we doing?
In some cases, we're doing better. Park fire is 99% contained. That burned up to about 425,000 acres. So major fire by any count, that's for sure. We still have the Bridge fire, the Line fire, and the Airport fire all burning in Southern California. The Line fires, they get a little bit more around it now. It's, I think, about 21% contained. That's good news, but still burned about 38,000 acres. You have the Airport fire near me, which only has about 8% contained, and that's burned about 24,000 acres. And that'll go for a while. And then you have the Bridge fire, which is the one everybody's worried about, most worried about. And that straddles two counties, L.A. County and San Bernardino. Only 3% and 52,000 acres burned, 3% contained, 53,000 acres burned. And they really don't even have a timeline on this because it's in some tough terrain. Now, the good news everywhere is that temperatures have dropped. We've dropped by at least 30 degrees in most cases over the week. That's a big plus. And they're even expecting perhaps some rain. So if that comes in, that'll be a big help for the firefighters.
The temperatures dropped, relieving the California bears of finding a place to cool off. You're wearing a bear coat in summertime, and it's over 118. You go looking for water. One bear looked at Lake Tahoe. The video shows him strolling in the shallows and everybody sunning themselves. Maybe they were unaware that there was a 7 or 8 foot bear. He didn't look dangerous, though, Jeff. He just looked hot.
Yeah, exactly. He just looked like he needed to kind of cool off his paws for the day. And I think most people are smart enough to realize just remain calm, stay where you are, don't make any sudden moves, and you should be okay. And they were. And, you know, we really don't have that many bear interactions on record, even in the Tahoe area, because most of the two species tend to keep some distance between each other. And that's a very good thing.
And the story I liked, Monrovia, somebody had a kiddies pool out and the bear splashed away. Where's Monrovia?
Monrovia is in L.A. County. It's up in the hills, up in the San Gabriel Mountains there. There are some really crowded urban areas below it and part of Monrovia. But where that bear was is up a little more rural. And you often have bears come through neighborhoods to stroll through. Again, people say, oh, that's usual. But then you have these funny types of incidents where they get in kiddie pools and spas and things like that. So it was good for a laugh.
Jeff Bliss is High Roller Bliss, Smoke Jumper Bliss, and Ranger Bliss. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,